Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for being behind on the time. It is 5:24 p.m. Eastern time and a beautiful, beautiful Brooklyn day, on a beautiful Brooklyn day, I should say. Let me first and foremost say we all breathe a sigh of relief as the Nature Boy Ric Flair is recovering from, you know, being medically induced coma with the hospital yesterday. So our prayers and thoughts go towards the Flair family. Obviously, that family is more than just a 16-time world champion. Nature Boy Ric Flair was rushed to the hospital. Details are still pouring out about that. A lot of social media covered Ric Flair being in the hospital, and all of us, you know, from being the age of 3 years old until now, know the name Ric Flair. So what does Ric Flair mean to the wrestling community? He's more than just a 16-time champion. He is one of the godfathers of professional wrestling. He's also, you know, known for his brief stint in NWA, AWA. He's also known for a great rivalry with a lot of guys, you know, Dusty Rhodes, Harley Race, you know, Arn Anderson. The list goes on and on. This man, and far, if we lost him yesterday, we would have been lost ourselves, because it's more than just a flop meme. He's more than just a 16-time world champion. He is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. He's also a family man. He's a father. He's a grandfather. You name it, and the man is the man, and I don't think anybody else can take that title away from him. So thank God, you know, Ric Flair is okay. We're moving forward. Thankfully, Nature Boy underwent successful surgery. He's resting. He's recovering. So that's that. So, ladies and gentlemen, the very first leg of the title, what does it read? WWE signs Adam Cole. What does this mean for World Wrestling Entertainment? And aside from just being signed to WWE, does anyone else know the background on Adam Cole? I can tell you, he's more than just a Bullet Club member. So, you know, do you want more information on him? Because I guarantee you I can give you some insight. And where will he be in WWE? It says that he's going to be signing for NXT, but that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. No, no, no. Adam Cole was part of Ring of Honor. What did he do when he was at Ring of Honor? He was not one, not two, but three times the Ring of Honor champion. And he's the only wrestler to achieve that accomplishment, because why? Well, that's what he did, and trust me. He also, while he was in Ring of Honor, won the television championship. Let's see, IWC, anyone? He was in CZW, which I'm sure my broadcast partner can tell you multiple matches that he was in. He was there from 2008 to 2013. You know, he's been around since, yeah, I know. Well, let's see, Maryland Championship Wrestling, PWG, New Japan, and now currently WWE. So he's got an extensive resume, folks, and what does his signing mean for WWE? I just stated earlier that he is a part of one of the most influential current groups in wrestling today. And if you don't know what the club is, it's not just here in the States. It's here in Japan. It's here in London. It's in Ireland. They've got multiple chapters. So is he going to be boosted up to main fairly soon? Are we going to get a teasing of the Bullet Club? We kind of did in 2016 with AJ Styles, Gallows, and Anderson. Most people didn't know about Gallows and Anderson as they were 9-time IWGP Tag Team Champions. They had multiple matches in Japan where they tore the house down. So apparently he did try once upon a time for a WWE tryout in 2013. Wasn't worth it for, you know, the time being, but then you keep trying, eventually you make it. So Combat Zone Wrestling, I just like to say that career, you know, he's he's worked with multiple guys, you know, like Tyler Veritas in a gauntlet match, LJ Cruz, Izzy Kensington. Oh, God. His four-way match against Blackout, Team Macton, TJ Mack, Kirby Mack, Spanish Armada. I mean, these names are familiar to the tag team partner, the host with the most, but I got to say, his lengthiest career was in CZW. And what impact does this move by WWE have in the wrestling world? I mean, okay, so now you've got Adam Cole, AJ Styles, Aleister Black. You've got Cassius Ohno. These names are not just your everyday throw-in-the-hat names that you can pull out and say, okay, wrestle in a bingo hole. That was not a shot at Paul Heyman, but it's just, this name is not your household name like Hulk Hogan or, what's a household name now? Okay, John Cena, Roman Reigns, The Usos, New Day. Adam Cole signing with WWE, what does it matter? He's just another indie guy? I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. Adam Cole signing to World Wrestling Entertainment is a big deal because he's not going to just be another Austin Aries. He's not just going to be a Ty Dillinger that took years upon years to get signed. I can tell you this right now. Adam Cole signing with World Wrestling Entertainment is a huge extension because why? As I said, if you try out for WWE, you fail the first time, or second, or third, or fourth. You will eventually get to the top. You eventually make it and make a name for yourself. Now, where do I project Adam Cole to be 2 years from now? I don't know. But it's going to be interesting because he's going to be in my neck of the woods, in my hometown, my Brooklyn brethren. We'll get to see Adam Cole at NXT. Do I know where? Do I know what match? I don't, guys. It's like going to see a rock star. It's like going to see your favorite band. You don't know when they're going to do your favorite song, but you act like a giddy schoolgirl when they do. It's going to be fucking flipping amazing. Yes, I did oversleep. Thank you, Johnny, for pointing that out. I walked around a lot today, folks. I walked around Barclays. I was just taking in the ambiance that is, you know, the site of NXT TakeOver, that is the site of SummerSlam. And back to the whole, you know, Adam Cole spiel. And since he did try out for WWE in 2013, it is in my knowledge from last time, you know, these things were out, okay? Most of his career was in CZW, which is, again, partner's area of expertise. So what about Ring of Honor? Do I know anything about his Ring of Honor? Okay, so I believe it was sometime in February that he debuted, and that was when I was still back at in college, back when I used to live in Kansas City. Okay, that's aside from the point. So, okay, you're going to ask me who his tag team partner was and who he faced. That's an easy one. Ninja Brown, and his opponents were John Kerman and Corey Abbott. Okay, and if you want to know the result, off the top of my head, it was either DQ or no contest. Can't remember that area. It was kind of fuzzy. So, his, you know, he started off in 2009. That's his most noted. Like, he began his wrestling career in 2008, okay? Ironically enough, he is familiar with few people. Hang on 1 second. All right. So to continue on my madness, my random rambling about why Adam Cole is a big deal, I'll give you a little bit of history for fans who don't know him quite all that well. So, you know, later on down the road, sometime in July or August, he came back. His tag team partner was somebody by the name of Nicholas Westgate, or Mick. Faced somebody very familiar. They're in WWE currently, and I think this would be a better pairing. Kings of Wrestling, Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli, whatever. So they lost. I remember, yeah. I don't know how. So then, you know, he signs in August with Ring of Honor. Another familiar face that he was associated with was Mike Bennett. Kyle O'Reilly, you know, that was his, you know, little buddy for a while. Oh, yeah, and if Mike Seidel's listening, he'd probably be like, you're just reading this shit off the fucking page. But in October, see, he likes to skip months. So they were on tapings, okay, and he defeated Grizzly Redwood and Mike Seidel. It was a very familiar face to most of us. Okay, so Steve Corino, Kevin Steen, October 15th, they lost to him. So a lot of big names that are familiarized that he's already worked with. So if he goes to Raw or SmackDown, that's besides the point. It negates the sign, or, you know, the whole thing behind the sign. Why does it negate it? Because then the focus is going to be on, well, I wonder if he can beat Kevin Owens. Well, I wonder if he can beat AJ Styles. Well, I wonder if he can beat this guy, that guy. The cloud in the sky. Adam Cole is a brilliant talent. Because at the very least, he's going to pop up during one match. Most people predict it's going to be the Fatal 4-Way. He's going to get himself involved. Or not Fatal 4. Yeah, the match between Hideo Itami, Kassius Sono, Aleister Black. I think that most people expect him to interfere in that. Maybe it could be the Drew McIntyre, Bobby Roode match. Is he going to align himself with Bobby Roode? I don't know. But it's very, very intriguing that Adam Cole is coming to WWE. Okay? Now, that's interesting. Someone just messaged me saying, what about his PWG career? You went on and on and on about Ring of Honor. Okay. I'm not too familiar with his PWG or CZW stint. Briefly knew about that, like I said, just to give it a rest estimate, you know. Like I said, he referenced being, you know, trying out for WWE 4 years ago. Look, 4 years later, yeah, 4 years later, he's with the company. So what is that a big deal for you guys? Anyways, I'd like to get, you know, more in-depth with you if I could. Because Adam Cole, as I'm looking up the Raw results last night, because I did watch it last night, it was kind of tidbits to me. So I watched it. I felt like, you know, yeah. Okay, so if you're asking me what his setups and finisher is, okay. Yeah. I know. I'm getting it to it. You ever hear the term, need a key to open the box? Well, Adam Cole's finishing maneuver called the Florida Key, his brainbuster on the knee. I wonder how he's going to transform that to WWE. I'm sure developmental and, you know, William Regal and Finlay will work on that with him. But those are the names of Adam Cole's finishers. Are there any modifications to what he does? I mean, plenty of this has been seen. Yeah, it's been seen in Ring of Honor. That's where he's most noted for, okay? He's done, yeah, he's the wrestler that has a lot of firsts. PWG, I know, hearing through the grapevine over the years, what he did. And what he did was that he held the title for a year, which is longer than most. Okay? So if he held that title for all that time, I guarantee you he's going to be a good find in WWE. If he's used properly, that's not up to me, guys. Again, I'm not comparing him to Austin Aries. That's not fair because Austin Aries is a completely different guy, different wrestler. It didn't work out for him. That's unfortunate because a lot of people were huge, huge fans. We know that Corey Graves and Aries were pretty close friends. More than just that, Austin Aries was a phenomenal talent in TNA and elsewhere. And not just TNA, but also Ring of Honor. And again, you know, working in Japan, I think that was to Aries' benefit. So it is what it is. I cannot predict whether or not they're going to put him in title shot. So that's a good question. NXT, maybe later on in the round because they just signed him, remember. I think the impact that Adam Cole has in being in WWE is huge. Of course it's huge. Because another big name comes through WWE. And hopefully it's not just projected as a name. According to Kenny Omega, who said, I refuse to be another picture on the wall. It's true. Oh, it's damn true. Now, later, projecting-wise, speaking of shows, I wish I had sound effects, but I'm going to take a break, segue out of talking about Adam Cole for the time being, because I've got a lot to cover, ladies and gentlemen, an hour and a half worth. On this lovely day of SmackDown Day, Yankees versus Mets Day, SummerSlam preview day. There's a lot of, you know, things on my mind, obviously. And obviously, babbling about this, that, the other kind of wears and tears on people's nerves. So I'm going to segue into the advertisements before the Raw recap. And while I have you all on the horn, Raw wasn't terrible. It wasn't, you know, totally horrible like it normally is. You know, I'm not saying Raw, every Raw is bad. It's just, while I'm pulling this up here, just 1 second, folks. If you would like to subscribe to the WWE Network, you can do so with a valid password and username, valid username and password. It is $9.99 per month. To sign up now, though, if you've never signed up before, it is free for only 1 month, and then $9.99 after that. If you would like to get a preloaded card instead of using a credit or debit card, you can do so at your local GameStop, 7-Eleven, Dollar Generals, and whatnot. Oh, yes. 7-Eleven, Dollar Generals, Best Buys, GameStop. Wish Walmart would do WWE preloaded cards. If you want, you can get some on the shop for $29.97. That card works for 3 months. It will notify you through email if your subscription is ending within a month's time and let you know the exact date for when you need to sign up. Speaking of networks and awesomeness, you need to go to the Monster Factory Network so you can catch Danny Cage, his students, and what they are up to and what they are doing. All the camps, seminars, whatever, live from Danny's feed on the Monster Factory Network for $7.99. Speaking of Monster Factory, you can sign up today for wrestling school at www.monsterfactory.org. Type on the tab, click, and check the tuition. Danny's phone number, Danny Cage's phone number, the head coach, the owner, and the head trainer at Monster Factory will be available to answer any questions at any time of the day. Do not bother him during lunch, dinner, or whenever. He will kill me. And with that being said, Monster Factory does have a camp coming up October 13th and 14th. For more information, visit eventbrite.com, search under Monster Factory. But to make things easier, he does have instructions on the website. So go to monsterfactory.org. If you wish to become a student at his world famous Monster Factory, I believe it is $2,000 for a lifetime membership. It's $500 for down payment. It is $2,000 if you do not have experience as a student. Danny will work with you on payment, edition plans, try out first, make sure that you are built to become a pro wrestler, guy, gal, manager, referee, ring announcer, doesn't matter, announcer. Danny will work out the deets with you live. Speaking of wrestling schools, if you're in the Midwest, where the host with the most is, there's only one, and I mean this, there's only one awesome, great wrestling school better known as National Wrestling League, TPC, in North Kansas City, Missouri. For more information, visit www.nwlfightkansascity.com or nwlfightkc.com. Fightkc.com is the actual website. Look under NWL Training Performance Center. Contact Derek Stone for additional information. Tryouts are $20 for your audition. If you wish to train, you work on the training times with you. It's up to you to become the best local wrestler around Kansas City. That does it for the advertisement section about schools. For those of you wanting to become a Make-A-Wisher, go to makeawish.com. Become a local Make-A-Wisher. For those of you, you know, wanting to get your child to see Randy Orton, Floyd Money Mayweather, Conor McGregor. I'm just throwing names out here. Whoever they want to see, whoever they want their wish, you know, whoever they want to be their awesome superstar, come see them NFL, MLB, boxing, hockey, does not matter. Become a Make-A-Wisher today at makeawish.com. For those of you fighting the good fight against cancer, go to SusanGComen.org. at SusanGComen.org and fight the good fight against cancer today. All right. So, Monday Night Raw. So, in any particular order, should I go in order about, you know, matches? Well, I got to say this right now from watching it, you know, with a friend of mine. So, whoever would have thought that the Shield would reunite in 2017? I mean, eventually it was going to happen. It was inevitable. The build for Seth Rollins and Mr. Ambrose, I find to be very intriguing. I find it to be interesting. I find it to be a little bit odd because they're, you know, whether they're two or three, doesn't matter. It's the Shield. To a lot of us fans, this is a long time coming. They teased it. They teased it. They couldn't wait, so they did it in Boston, which kind of unnerves a lot of fans in some areas because it would have been cooler. It would have meant more at SummerSlam, but they had to do it on Raw to catapult or build their match for SummerSlam, which now is for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championships. So, you know, how did this come about? So, Ambrose came to the ring and said, I got a few questions, you know, like the rest of us. How are things going on? What is going on? Let me rephrase that. It doesn't make sense. What's going on between myself and Mr. Rollins? And Rollins explained what was going on. And, well, all hell broke loose, and they started fist-fighting each other, and then went to the ground, and Sheamus and Cesaro took it upon themselves to come out, fight them, well, all the hoopla was going on, you know, this is how it goes, blah, 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 blah. So, with that being said, here's what I got to tell you is, my take on the Shield reunion is, it's about damn time. And also, why did it take so long? Because they had other obligations. And creative can do what they want with it. That's my take on it. Right, moving forward. So, there's a pre-qualifying match. For the women's championship, it was Nia Jax versus Sasha Banks. All I can tell you is some fans were happy with it, some fans were not. You know, normal split WWE fan base. Sasha Banks defeated Nia Jax. Now, were there other, you know, what was my insight on that match? I think it was a decent match, it wasn't terrible. Some people would have hoped that Nia would have won. I don't, you know, honestly know anymore because a lot of you are telling me that Alexa Bliss is not Trish Stratus. Alexa Bliss, this. Look, all I know is I'm focused on the match. And Sasha Banks is going to SummerSlam. So whether you like it or not, she is a part of the main event. For the women, that is, on Raw side of things. So, as far as the whole Bray Wyatt and Finn Balor match, I thought it was decent. I thought it was a decent build. I haven't seen blood spilling on somebody. I mean, that's kind of Gangrel-esque. And I gotta say, Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt, it's going to be a damn good match at SummerSlam. Now, whether or not people agree with the end result, it's still pretty damn awesome. So, so the WWE Universe throughout the entire night was going over what I just said at the beginning of Wrestle Radio's podcast, and that was a condolence to the Flair family and also a sigh of relief. So hopefully Rick gets better. Overall, again, like, I'm going back and forth, but Sasha Banks and Nia Jax, they put on a decent match. I thought, by far, it was probably one of the best matches of the night. I mean, you get debated on that, but it is what it is. She's going to SummerSlam, end of story. So then it goes backstage, as I'm looking through my notes. Well, Kurt Angle, you know, talking with the Hardys, and then the Mr. Oz comes up and interrupts. And so now another match with Jason Jordan goes one-on-one with Bo Dallas. Okay. R-Truth and now Elias Samson are seen in the ring because Elias Samson comes in and starts dissing on Boston, which I have, you know, I kind of chuckled inside because, you know, the rivalry between Boston and New York, but it's funny sometimes what Elias says, and so, yeah. He just is getting a rise out of the crowd, you know, here comes R-Truth, and then R-Truth gets beat up for his troubles. So, another in-ring segment, you know, what was hilarious was I find it funny that Big Cass got drowned out by booze. Is it because I'm a little guy and I favor Enzo Amore? No. It's funny that he couldn't even get out a word in Boston, of all places. So he did what any guy would do, and that's, you know, talk over this crowd. And my whole take on that segment was, if you're going to get into the ring in a very hostile environment, know that they hate you because you turned your back on your buddy Enzo Amore. It's for a reason, okay? He played it perfectly. I thought Cass did a wonderful job, you know, of trying to at least get through it, although he looks like a tall sophomore to me. At least it's hard to take him seriously as a heel. They added more fuel to the fire, adding a shark cage into this whole ordeal. The shark cage is going to put Enzo Amore up top. Why? I don't know why, you know, but again, at this point in WWE, I don't question, all right? So I'm going to just briefly cover this and say Big Show, you know, now going into this match has a broken hand, according to the doctor in the back, and which puts the emphasis on now Big Cass has a big chance. I take Big Cass in this one, just saying. Okay, so jumped the gun a little too early. Couldn't wait till SummerSlam, so they gave everything to Boston. Why? Because they're going to give them a crappy-ass card. Again, it's not up to me, but it's kind of funny. So, anyways, Cruiserweight Championship match, Neville versus Akira Tozawa with Titus O'Neil. Okay. I have a gut feeling, and I could be wrong, like I was wrong the last time I made some bold predictions on this show. But at least I'm apt to admit to it, okay? You know, every once in a while, everybody messes up on predictions. I can't be champion on that all the time. So, for the Cruiserweight Championship, it was a pretty fast-paced match. Neville went for a broken arrow. It did not work. Red arrow. It did not work. Then Tozawa hit the seated senton from the top, and man, did he ever get some distance. I gotta say, that dude can get up in the air, and he won the Cruiserweight Championship. So what does this mean for SummerSlam? I don't know, because they keep, you know, going back and forth with what to do on pay-per-views. Hopefully Brooklyn don't get cheated out of some things, you know. Okay, so we go backstage and we see Mickie James talking to Emma. and then they both go over their old accolades, and then guarantee you, it turned into a match, because that's what happens on Raw. Backstage soap opera segment turns into a match. It's part of the deal, you know, segment turns into a match because that's how it was conjured up, if you will. Anyways, Bray Wyatt versus Finn Balor. I love how this thing says out of nowhere on my notes. Thank you, Michael Cole, for the impromptu out of nowhere moment. Okay. Not just that. So in detail, you know, what happened in this match. Finn basically, I think he's taking over Randy's duty of punt kicks because he hit one on the apron on Bray Wyatt. He also hit his swing blade, his Pele kick. But, you know, as the match went on, he saw that he missed the coup de grace, and then Wyatt hit Sister Abigail. He then, you know, I don't know what the deal was at the end of the match, but I find it kind of funny that Bray Wyatt ends up pouring like this red blood all over Finn. And it kind of looks like Kerry-esque. I don't know who did it better, Kerry or Finn Balor. Anyways, so moving forward, Balor is going to bring back the Demon Balor, according to the backstage segment. And then we're forwarded into the Mr. Oz versus Jason Jordan. The match ended up being a 6-man tag because the Hardys came to Jason Jordan's aid because Aid was being beat up by the Mr. Oz. And, you know, long story short, you know, me just going on the match is okay. Jason Jordan, the Hardy Boys won. So they're building Jason Jordan to be a force, right? Ah, yes. The closing segment of Monday Night Raw. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I've said that several times on the show, and I'll say this now. Okay, so you have Braun Strowman, you have Samoa Joe, you have Brock Lesnar, and you have Roman Reigns. So, first, you get Brock Lesnar's Paul Heyman, you know, Heyman talking our ears off as normal. Then Samoa Joe comes out, and I've never seen anyone talk to Brock quite like that. I mean, usually he has Heyman step up for him as per usual and say something even more ridiculous and stupid, so I'll just go ahead and say it. I hope Samoa Joe wins the championship, and judging by what happened, Joe, Reigns were taken out, and then you saw Lesnar and Braun Strowman, you know, ready to beat the crap out of each other, but they tried to preserve the main event. Well, that insecurity, that didn't work, so they again had to have the locker room clear. It's like Raw has the deja vu. My whole grade for this was a C or a B plus, because actually I'm going to give it a C if I'm going with the honest gut feeling. It wasn't the greatest of shows, but it just, whatever you go with is whatever you see. As a fan, it has its moment. It had its moments. Ambrose reuniting with Rollins, probably a bittersweet moment for one of my good friends and a few other friends who have been wanting to see this. They're literally doing nothing, and they need the Raw tag team division needs a spark. In my opinion, Sheamus and Cesaro are better off, you know, being individual competitors. Again, that's just my opinion. And as far as Sasha versus Nia, I'm a bit disappointed. I was hoping, you know, for some interference and a triple threat match, because obviously it seems to be the theme on SummerSlam's card is triple threat, four ways. So, I mean, wow, you know, just wow. So, we're coming up close to Off the Rails Wrestle Radio Edition, which I will be talking to you all about the NXT TakeOver card once again, SmackDown Live preview card, and also where Asuka is going to end up, a prediction card of where she's going to be now. So, while I'm pulling up the SmackDown Live preview, I got to say, you know, that's going to be a part of Off the Rails from here on out, is a SmackDown Live preview and then my take on it and what's going to happen. So, okay. So, Jinder Mahal versus John Cena. Okay. United States Championship, Kevin Owens and AJ Styles. Can be interesting. So, all right. What's going to happen with Carmella and Naomi? I don't know. We'll have to tune in later tonight on SmackDown Live. Okay. So while before I go off the deep end like I normally do, I'm going to tell you right now. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to be right here in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm going to have me a damn good time for SummerSlam. And though it doesn't sound like much, I mean, I'm going to try this whole thing called Facebook Live because I'm kind of afraid of trying it. I don't know why. But I will be live at Barclays, probably, you know, around Friday while I'm getting my signings done and shit. So it's going to be interesting to say the least. What else am I going to do? I'm probably just going to enjoy the city. I do traverse on the B train or Q, do see the city, but this time I get to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it a lot, okay, because this is the third time. And I am, you know, superstitious on what time to start on. So while I'm getting, you know, what match are you guys looking forward to at SummerSlam? Please, you know, call in at 213-943-3422. If you do call in during Off the Rails Wrestle Radio Edition, I'm open for discussion, man, like last time. That's 213-943-3422. Lines are open. So, yeah. I came across this interesting thing. And if I could just... Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time where I, Brian Rails, go quite off the hinges, off the rails, no, you know, pun intended. So, what is the plan? What are the plans for SummerSlam? I gotta say, it's a lot of fun being back home because the crowd, liveness, you know, of being live in your own hometown. The feeling, the ambiance that is Brooklyn, New York. I can guarantee you, you know, the match that I'm looking forward to, matches that I'm looking forward to are at NXT TakeOver. Simply because I really believe most of the majority of the conversations that I've been having with you all and responding to on Instagram, it's wrestle_radio. You can contact us there to our, you know. Oh, and by the way, before I dive into majority of the statistics or whatever, I'd like to say to all the fans that are listening around the world, to our fans in Japan, to our fans in Australia, to our fans in Ireland, To our fans that listen to us all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, you guys are, oh yes, and also the fans that are in the UK, I'm sorry we have not been mentioning you guys as much. I apologize. To the fans that are listening at home right here in Brooklyn, New York, to the fans listening in the United States, we love you guys. We don't want to be losing you guys. I promise you we will have a guest on for you guys to ask questions. And speaking of which, the host of the most was supposed to make his return sometime soon. I don't know what happened. It'll be either sometime during the show or it'll be next Tuesday. With that being said, I plan on having guests and I plan on having a show that's worthwhile and not just me babbling, since according to some of you, that's all it is. So, lately this past weekend, what have I been up to? I went to a show recently, High Risk Wrestling, and it was a full-pack card. One of my buddies, Kurt Gannon, was wrestling on that card in a triple threat match, and the implications were that he would be up for championship at High Risk. So, he did not win. No, Doug, he did not. But he did pretty damn good getting a really big guy up for a German. Not just that, I mean, his style, he's got his kicks. He's got his Muay Thai kicks. He's got his kicks in the corner. Not just kicks, folks. Forearms, too, for that matter. And if you like a European uppercut sandwich, I suggest you go into that massive arm of his. Anyhow, that's where I was during the weekend. Then I got my ticket for SummerSlam, and I got my ticket for NXT. And as I said, I know I'm all over the place, so I'll get back to it. You've got Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Roode for the NXT Championship. This is a long time coming, but I don't know if McIntyre is going to pull it off. Maybe he might, because they signed somebody by the name of Adam Cole. Now, where he's going to poke his nose into somebody's business where it don't belong, I don't know. But I do know that the Authors of Pain are facing off against Sanity for the NXT Tag Team Championships. And I hope that they finally pluck those titles away from Authors of Pain. Maybe not. I don't know. It's not up to me. As far as the women's side of things goes, most talked about NXT title match of the entire card, Ember Moon versus Asuka. A dream match. It's a dream match for all fans, everywhere, anywhere, whatever you want to say. But I feel, from a personal standpoint, from a personal level, I think, no, I mean, look, just reading through this card, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. The main card, you know, the main thing that I'm interested in, no, not main thing. Main reasons why I'm interested. Okay. Well, I'm not. All I'm going to say is that the only reason why Ember Moon and Asuka is getting more attention is because Asuka's been champion for nearly over a year. And that right there, do you notice how many times the title has changed hands? Exactly. She hasn't lost very much, and here's the thing. If she loses, that means she gets pulled up to Maine, and Maine could use an injection of different. because so many times the women in this division, and I've said this before, they're very, you know, their own unique selves. They're very generic, bland, and boring. Yes, Becky Lynch has straight fire and the goggles, and Charlotte has her woos with the peacock robe. But what makes a woman unique? What makes her different? What makes her stand out? Because to me, they're your basic bitch, and then you have the high school cattiness. There's no more karma. There's no, you know, Nia Jax is the exception to the rule. So, I think if you're asking me what overshadows the match of Aleister Black, Chris, you know, Cassius and Chris Hero versus Hideo Itami, I'm not going to say it. That match is going to be very strikey. And I, you know, this is a prediction because Hideo Itami, he's had bad luck ever since he's been in WWE. The first, you know, late a guy that they put him with wasn't very safe with him at all. But back to the whole matter. NXT, versus SummerSlam, what's going to be more fun, and what autograph signings am I going to? Well, no, I wasn't asked, but whichever I can find, guys, and I learned my lesson. I'm just going to print my stuff out at Target. And I'm going to bring my 8x10s and just have them sign. You'd be surprised. There's like, okay, so get this. I found this out through word of mouth. If you want to go to a signing or you want to go to a booking, here's what you do. Just eat, inquire, and then go. Because I didn't really make such a big deal about... No, I really didn't make a big deal about it, but here's my thing. Because I'm going to be actually be there. I'm excited. I get to, you know, stand in the crowd, get to converse. Hopefully I see some familiar faces there that I saw last year. It was a lot of fun. Of course. Of course. You know what? Because I just got to ask the question, if somebody's going to be out there for free, am I going to take the time out to take a Sharpie out and go through all the mess in New York? What mess? I find that very offensive, yo. Oh, okay. So, last year you went to SummerSlam and you didn't have a good time. Well, I'm sorry that happened. And did you have a good time in anything? Oh, okay. So you had a good time eating. Didn't like all the walking, okay. Well, in New York, my friend, or anywhere out east, you walk. You walk everywhere. You drive, you know the shortcuts, you know? Hopefully you enjoyed this show. You know, what row are you sitting in? Okay, I'm going to say it out loud, but that's cool. So, I'm excited because I get to go to Barclays. I get to go there twice. I get to go to a sideshow with JR. So, you know, this is going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, JR has his own show. So whatever, you know, you acclimate yourself to doing, I'm pretty sure autograph signings, shows, you take advantage of whatever you want to take advantage of. You go to, I don't know, Cricket Wireless, for example, like last year, Dolph Ziggler was there. Becky Lynch was at Toys R Us. Charlotte was at Toys R Us. You just have to take all the signings that are there because they are there over the week, and you just have to get your ass up early, stand in line, and just enjoy it, okay? What am I excited about? So SummerSlam features some really good matches. Card looks promising, looks intriguing. It's pretty much badass, right? So, and there's a lot of activities that go on because, you know, the Yankees are playing the Mets, so I'm sure the Superstars are going to have something to do with being at Citi Field. There's, you know, a lot of things going on around the city. And aside from that, I'm tired of holding that. Okay, so Brooklyn is where I grew up. It's where I'm having a lot of fun. It's where I'm finally putting my life together. It's where I'm going to enjoy SummerSlam. It's where I'm going to enjoy NXT. And it's also where I plan on... Yeah, it's where I plan on enjoying not just the time there, but going out to eat and just having an all-out blast instead of being at work, you know, and you know, stressing about outside things. So this is time more or less to not only have a mini vacation of 4 days, but also to get things done that I've always wanted to do. Okay, so it's 6:21 right now, and I've got plenty of time left to discuss things with you all. What I'm going to discuss with you all is what it means to be in your hometown, what it means to actually be a part of SummerSlam. And let's see, I've been a part of WrestleMania, Royal Rumble. Part of me, I didn't get in the ring and I didn't kick someone's ass, but a part meaning I was a fan and I enjoyed myself. I didn't pay $9 for the nachos, if you, that's what you're asking. So, what does it take to get to Brooklyn? Go to Delta.com, dude. Fly your ass there. They'll get you a hotel. Not in the city, but get you a hotel. So, there's a lot, you know, it's like going to Hollywood, but, you know, East Coast style. When you go there, it's like going to American Idol. You go through the preliminary rounds and you finally make it. Being a fan and actually seeing stuff live and being a part of history. Last year, some people say, oh my God, I can't believe you actually went to that horrible match last year at the Barclays. Guys, to me, is a difference, and I say this to my friends too, there's a difference between being live and then watching it on the network at home. You're still going to pull reaction, but the difference is when you're live, you get the feel of it, you buy a t-shirt, you have fun. So, you know, being live at Barclays is going to be a lot of fun because you get to see matches like Jinder Mahal versus John Cena, or not John Cena, Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura. There's a lot of title matches. I mean, they might as well have titled it Night of Champions versus / SummerSlam, because the implications of titles could change hands. Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks. who knows? I mean, anything can happen in World Wrestling Entertainment. Then you have Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura, which is also definitely going to be interesting, because here's the thing. Who knows if Baron Corbin is going to cash in, and that's not why I'm going to do that, okay? I'm going because I'm going to have fun. The crowd in New York, yes. The crowd in New York is extremely loud. Thank you, Larry, for pointing that out. Not as loud and obnoxious, but they'll get on to you if the matches are not up to par. It's just like being a judge at a, you know, on a TV show. Now, last year I sat in the nosebleeds. This year is a little better. It's at least lower level for one of the shows. Again, you know, I'm going to have fun just walking around enjoying the diners, just enjoying going out, eating without having to hurry with half a sandwich in my mouth. Also enjoying, like, the scenery, because I never get to enjoy it, man. Despite, you know, people thinking New Yorkers get to enjoy the scenery while you're here. That's only some parts of your town. You know, you cross it, but, you know, you got to go to work. So enjoying wrestling is a big therapy to me. So enjoying SummerSlam, enjoying TakeOver, enjoying the autograph signing, the Yankees and Mets game, that all ties into me finally just enjoying a late kind of thing that I want to do. So, yes, wrestling is definitely therapeutic because you get to converse with other fans. Like, if they come up to you and ask you, questions, sure, you get to converse with them. I think, well, you know what? Okay, here's the interesting take on that. Being a part of a crowd that basically, yeah, being part of a crowd that basically can let you have it, that's not the only thing that Barclays is known for. I mean, look at it. It had definite intrigue, you know, with the whole Brock Lesnar Undertaker 1 year, and then the next year it just featured, you know, a lot of stuff for NXT. NXT has had a history of outshining SummerSlam for a reason. One of those reasons is because they're bringing in guys like Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe. Yeah, they brought in a lot of guys. So what does this have to do with me enjoying SummerSlam? Look, I've told you before, and I don't need to repeat it this often. You can't go without seeing the sights, man. Coney Island and Times Square and Central Park and Grand Central Station. And those are touristy sites. There's a reason why we avoid it, but I'd say one of the main things that really gets people going, and as far as the East goes, is if you have bad wrestling, and we're just sitting there like last year at SummerSlam discussing this, what was the point? You know, why are we stuck with a part-time champion, this, that, the other? I'm getting off topic as normal, but I'm going to say this right now. Okay, so briefly, I'm going to discuss a little bit more about why I'm excited about SummerSlam and what I expect. You never know until you actually see things all the way through. So whenever you go to a pay-per-view, don't be expecting something. It's normal to, but don't be expecting things to go the way you want them to go. Because when you go to a pay-per-view, you should just be enjoying it. Just be, you know, well, I like this, blah, 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 but I like nitpicking at this and nitpicking at that. That gets old. I did that, you know, most of the time when I was watching the pay-per-views outside of SummerSlam. And the reason why is because the quality can be depicted differently from a different person's point of view, okay? Like, the matches I think are really shitty are matches that the host of the most seems to acquire, you know, and accrue his taste with sometimes. And other times we will agree upon matches that are really, really bad. So, in other words, enjoy what you watch. Like, if you're going to SummerSlam this year with me, cool. I hope to see all my brethren and sisters there watching SummerSlam or NXT TakeOver for that matter, or going to the autograph signings. Because, truth be told, I'm definitely excited about being home for the first time in a while, you know. Actually living there, actually seeing it, just buying the ticket, and just having to hop a train there. I don't mind getting on the queue. That's the most fun part, guys. Like, the authenticity of this is that actually being a part of it, not having to drive and going through all the traffic. Like, you know, some people say, well, it's only 20 minutes from your house. Why don't you just drive? Because it had to deal with traffic and being dropped off, and I'm, you know, I'm 30 years old. So why not enjoy? Why not? For the first time, I'm not going to be sitting and stressing and, you know, really just, oh, my God, do you know what so-and-so is going to be doing? Oh, he's going to be doing this move. Oh, he's going to be doing that move. She's going to – it's going to be fun. So what if Baron Corbin cashes in? So what if Carmella cashes in? It's their right. They earned their spots. And that's another thing. Whenever someone downs a pay-per-view before it even hatches or comes about, sometimes it sucks when those people are right. But you know something? I'm one of those people that likes to watch it for myself and just see what goes on. Okay, so I know this is the fourth straight week of babbling and no guest. But you know something? Here's what I can tell you. After watching two SummerSlams in a row and going through the process, you learn. You learn what to do. You learn what you're going to be up against. You learn what you're going to go through. So, how does one prepare? For SummerSlam? You can go through StubHub.com. I think I found that to be easier. StubHub is pretty cheap. Metro Seats, that's if you're getting a group of people. Again, same thing with StubHub. If you're getting a group of people, this is... just go through them, that website. There's SeatGeek. There's plenty of more websites. There's Ticketmaster. There's a lot of things. So why am I discussing getting how to get there? Okay, so go to certain websites. You know, find what's cheapest and just enjoy. Oh, and also, as far as getting stuff at the event, I really laughing my ass off at this whole ordeal. Do you know why? Simply because If you get food at the concession stands, you will be paying an arm and a leg. Wait to get food elsewhere because you will be fucked out of your mind. Afterwards, you'll be hungry. So the solution is just eat before you go, Burger King or wherever else is outside that arena. Then, you know, you can enjoy. And if you're hungry afterwards, just go somewhere near home, okay? Because everything's going to be closed in New York. I guarantee you. Yeah, because I made the mistake of eating, you know, beforehand. Not leaving myself enough time. Time is another thing. Time your stuff. Like, go into an autograph session. You're going to want to eat. Eat at the vendors. They're the cheapest. Eat a hot dog. Eat a pretzel or whatever with cheese. Go somewhere cheap so you can save your money. Okay? So if you're going to go somewhere cheap, it's called eating at home. Exactly. Like, okay, before you go out to eat, make sure that you have everything, like a Sharpie, your phone. Make sure your phone is charged. Exactly. And you know something? You bring up a good point. Okay. Don't eat at the concessions. Get your ticket somewhere cheap. Oh, and when you sit down, and if I am at the show, if you talk to me, cool, I'll talk back. But if I don't have any interest in you, please do not try and chat with me. You know, an example of that is, I'm not a superstar, but I'm a fan. Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying, if you're at an event and you don't know someone, please don't chat with them unless they ask you a question. It's just common knowledge. And when you're at Barclays, I've seen people do this all the time. If you're trying to get back to the train stop right across the street from one another, it's underneath the station, do not put your Metro passes. I know most of you know this, New Yorkers. Come on. Do not put those Metro passes in the same wallet as your cards. It'll demagnetize it. So that's a big tip, because you don't want to be spending all of your money on a Metro pass. Okay? It seems I have more time than I thought I would. So I'll give you a hint. If you want to come to New York, you're more than welcome. Actually, wow, I guess time passed by just like, you know, barely. If you want to go to New York, you can go to southwest.com. You can go to delta.com. You can go to American. Compare prices, however you do it. If you're flying in, you know, the coolest thing is I met fans from around the world last year. And I met, you know, again, at Royal Rumble, the host of Most and I met fans from Australia, fans from the United Kingdom. We met fans from Paris, France. I met fans from Germany. You know, some of the coolest people you'll meet are from around the world. So, yeah. Anyways, back to the tips about SummerSlam, my thoughts on it. It's pretty cool, not too emotional, but pretty cool nonetheless, because SummerSlam will be in my hometown. It will be where I reside. It will be a big card compared to last year's card, a better card than last year's card. How so? Just look at it. It looks good on paper. Hopefully it follows through. And also, you know, I never thought in a million years that I'd be going to WWE pay-per-views after high school. I just thought, you know, I love wrestling. This is why. You know, hopefully guys, by next year or whenever, I will actually be a part of a SummerSlam or a WrestleMania as an announcer or some form capacity. But you know something, how I'm going to get there? I'm not going to say much. I'm just going to put my nose to the grindstone and just keep going. WWE is not my ultimate goal, though, because if I end up getting picked up somewhere, cool. But we're not, you know, going based off B-Train's life. This is basically me telling you what I feel about SummerSlam, how it's going to go down, and what you can do during these times. Find a show, find something that makes it worthwhile. Save your money because you might buy a souvenir. It's New York. And all I can tell you is do not spend everything on the street because that is what they do. They can weed out the freaking tourists. Trust me, we can weed out the fucking tourists. So if you act like one, you'll get treated like one. Also, there's such a thing called Google Maps. Please use it. If I'm on my way, my phone's dying, I don't have time to tell you, I'm horrible with directions. Google Maps will tell you which train to transfer and where. Write it down in a notebook. That way you're not wasting your phone battery, okay? Bring you a backpack with some food. That way you're not spending money on anything. All you have to do is get the drinks somewhere, okay? Oh, and by the way, this is a tip for if you live in New York if you've never been. If you go into Times Square for the very first time and you get lost from your party, text your friend, your mother, your mother, your father, your sister, wherever. Go to 42nd Street because that is the easiest place to reconvene. It's right there where all the subways are, okay? So you go down, you go through whatever. And also, depending on the line or hotel that you're staying near, please read, okay? Subways and buses are your best friends during the nighttime, okay? Uber, not so much because they will charge your ass. And if you're in Times Square, you might as well not get a car because you'll be stopping and going, and you'll be wasting gas. If you get a hotel, stay not in the city, stay in Brooklyn. Not next to Barclays, although that'd be convenient. Stay in a Best Western. Stay somewhere that you can still spend your money around, okay? I say this because I know some of my friends are going to make an appearance. I just have the gut feeling that some of you will show up and visit good old B-Train. Just a feeling. So these are just tips, and I am random as usual. So when in doubt, just ask good old B-Train, I'll tell you. The lines I take are the B and the Q. The bus line that I take is not going to give all the way the information. To an MTA card, go to the nearest thing or whatever. Use your credit card. Make sure that the strip is clean. And how does this affect SummerSlam? What does this have anything to do with SummerSlam? If that MTA card gets used and they just let you through just go through the exit door. They don't want to argue, that being the MTA agent that, you know, stands or sits on their ass and works their ass off for 10, 12-hour days. Shifts. Oh, and if you'd like to see more sites, you know, visit NewYorkCity.com. I'm pretty sure that they can find some really cool touristy things for you all to do. I love you guys. I got to get going. Getting ready for a baseball game. So I hope you all enjoy Wrestle Radio tomorrow, Off the Rails, Uncensored Edition. After my friend's performance at the TPC and NWL, where it'll be Easter in August, according to Derek Stone, which is going to be awesome. Anyways, it's been real, folks. Going to do a live video from Barclays probably around Friday evening or morning, night, whenever. Just hope to see you live. I enjoyed chatting with you all. Toodles, bitches. wait a minute, hold on. Forgot this. I forgot something, wait a minute. SmackDown Live's preview, ladies and gents. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, tonight on SmackDown Live, you will see a preview or a precursor of what's going on or what's going to happen at SummerSlam. Hopefully, they don't do the same thing Raw just did to gain interest or intrigue. Tonight, you will see Jinder Mahal versus John Cena. I wonder what has, you know, is going to transpire between Owens and Styles. I also wonder what's going to happen between Carmella, Naomi, Natalya, Tamina, and Charlotte Flair. And by the way, thank goodness Charlotte's father is okay, because we all, you know that he's the godfather of wrestling, and we wish Rick a speedy recovery. And, you know, thankfully nothing terrible happened to Rick. So, what does it look like tonight for SmackDown Live? I don't know. Couldn't tell you. You just have to watch tonight. See what's going to happen between Shinsuke Nakamura and Baron Corbin, Mike Kanellis. Sami Zayn. Who knows? I mean, a lot of things are going on right now at the moment. For SmackDown Live. And Live. I lost track of time. But again, folks, I gotta get ready. Gotta head out and enjoy the game. Hopefully it's a win. If not, it's cool. It's not baseball. It's not ESPN Radio. This is Wrestle Radio and Brian Rail saying, toodles, bitches, but I'm gonna make amends. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it.